and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this final Friday of the month of July. Beautiful morning out there, sunshine and 66 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Child Care Director Deb Crowell. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How are things going for you this Friday?
It's Friday, and that's a good thing. And a feel-good story just warmed my heart, too. And I think that's one reason why I've been in this business, because we want to raise children to be able to do those good things. So that was really special.
Cool deal. Well, I wanted to bring Deb in because we're, 3 weeks out from school starting here, basically across the area. You've heard an awful lot, too, about the child care situation and how difficult it is now for families to line up child care. And I wanted to get Deb's perspective on this. And Deb, I guess maybe wanted to ask you kind of how things are going here with really kind of, I guess, your summer operations and parents maybe lining up or trying to line up their child care here for the upcoming year.
Yes, we're seeing a huge demand for child care, and the part that we're having issues with is hiring qualified staff. And if I could find about 12 more full-time staff, then we could probably enroll a lot more children. So that's been our big dilemma. But there's been some wonderful grants out there that we've received that have helped us boost the pay, which has helped, and we have been managing to hire people. But then you have to have them trained. You just can't hire someone off the street, put them in a room, and put a bunch of children in there, because that won't happen. And anyway, it's been difficult, but we're moving forward, and every day it gets a little bit better.
Well, Deb, you have a beautiful location on C of E Drive, so it's not the space you're limited with, so it's staff at this point, huh?
Correct. It's okay. The staff. It's hiring qualified staff.
And it would take you, 10-plus people to meet the current demand? Is that what you're thinking?
For us to reach capacity, because we're licensed to serve 100 children. And for us to reach that, we would need 10 to 12 full-time and then probably at least 10 to 12 part-timers.
Let's get this out there. People would like to get more information or to apply. How do they go about doing that?
They can give me a call, or it would be easier to call or me, so we can give them an application form, or they can send me a resume. And that would work, too, that would get the ball rolling.
I was going to ask how you've adapted to meet the demand, but obviously the employment side is the big concern for you. I guess my question is, we've been hearing an awful lot about this over the last year to year and a half from outside sources. When did things start really, I guess, maybe tightening up on the employment side for you?
It was probably just a short time with COVID. And then COVID hit, that limited a lot as far as people working and applying. We stayed open the entire time, and we served a lot of emergency workers, so that helped. But after that, we've seen a decline in applications overall.
You're cutting out on us there a bit, Deb, on your phone.
I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll go over by the window.
Yeah, get by that window.
And I could actually look at you right now. So
yeah, I mean, just yell really loud. We might be able to hear you.
Okay.
We're pretty close.
Good idea. And I loud, let me tell you. Okay, where did you cut out at?
You talk just basically that last answer here about just kind of when things started to really tighten up on your employment side of things.
And that's been in the make for years, because once Emporia State stopped providing the undergraduate early childhood degree, we saw a dip in eligible employees. Then, if we had to provide more of the training, then it was right before COVID hit, and then everyone knows how, you know, everyone was not working during COVID for us, it seemed like. And now it's getting better.
Well, do you, being you can't take any more kids, are there places that you refer other people to, or is it basically everyone is full at this point, Deb?
Well, I think everyone's pretty full at this point. We have a wait list, and parents call. They got an enrollment form to go on our wait list. And we usually receive, you know, 5 phone calls a day asking for enrollment information. And then on top of that, we'll have some call to check to see where the child is on the wait list. So we're constantly busy, and we're trying to, and it's very difficult because I try to explain to people when we can't enroll anyone else until the child leaves. So the children we have here, especially this group of kindergartners we're sending off, they started when they were newborns, and they've been here the entire time. So until someone leaves, we don't have another spot, and until we get teachers trained to open more classrooms.
So what ages do you serve at Emporia Child Care?
We start at 2 weeks old. Up to 6.
Okay. And the other question I had is you mentioned here about the waiting list. How far in advance do parents need to plan ahead, at least at this point in time, going into the 22-23 school year? Is it up to a year or even longer, as is at least some parents have mentioned earlier this year?
It could be. We have a lot of parents that put their name on our list for parents that aren't pregnant yet, just because it's, I want to make sure that they have a spot. And as far as for preschool age on up, a lot of those start about when we turn 2. A lot of, you have to remember that we have children here that age. We will move the infants and toddlers are downstairs, and the toddlers are old enough and qualified, they move upstairs. We can enroll more infants and toddlers downstairs. It's kind of a numbers game, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely. Well, Deb, the only question I had, and I know we're really running out of time here, but obviously the city has made a big deal about expanding child care availability specifically this year, but also really starting early, you know, last year at the middle of the COVID pandemic. How important is that city focus here, and how can that possibly help expand child care and make things a little easier on you here as you move forward?
Well, I love that spotlight it's put on child care and the importance of child care. It's been around forever, but I didn't realize how important it were until they didn't have it. And it's been wonderful. I've made a lot more people aware of how important that is for employees to go to work and do a job when they know their child is in a safe, healthy, nurturing environment. So it's been wonderful. I've been in some of the meetings, and I start crying because I'm like, I accept this. Years we've been advocating for this for years, and now everyone's understanding it, and it just makes me feel so good. So it's wonderful, but we just need more providers. That's what the problem is.
Well, child care certainly is an issue, and we've heard too, you know, the Center for Early Childhood Education on the campus of Emporia State will be closing next year. It will kind of add to the woes there. Well, Deb, as always, good to talk to you. Keep up the good work, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much. Take care. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, Deb Crown, director of the Emporia Child Care Center on C of E Drive. She didn't quite get close enough to that window, I don't think.
We're still having some hiccups, but
still
that's okay.
Some hiccups there.
That's all right. Want to let you know that next week's newsmaker slot is just about full. The only date that we have available happens to be Wednesday the 3rd. Monday, we'll be joined by Emporia Communications Manager Christine Johnson. Much more information about the city's logo redesign project. That'll be coming up 7:20 Monday morning.
Looking forward to that. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. KVOE Live and Local 739, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Value Them Both does not make abortion illegal and imposes safety standards on the practice.